It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning. Hi. Hi. October the 14th, 2020. It's Michael Powers. It's Mary Catherine Woo Woo.
Hello.
Hanging out with y'all. It's good to be back. It's good to be back on the radio. So fun.
How was your 2 days off?
It's good, man.
Yeah?
I love the mountains. Mm. I love to be in nature. For a kid that grew up in like a city.
Mm-hmm.
And then, moved here to the suburbs.
Yeah.
The suburbs. I didn't have a lot of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it until, a few years back. But I love it now.
Now you like it.
I love it. I just like it. I love it. I can just hang out outside. It's crazy. And
mm-hmm.
It rained the whole time. Like, we went and hiked Crabtree Falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's right near Stanton, Virginia. And at the beginning of Skyline Drive, that
mm-hmm.
whole area.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Really, really incredible. And the thing that I like about it is it not a lot of it is super man-made. I mean, there's cutout trails, obviously. A lot of work with the rocks
mm-hmm.
make some natural staircases or semi-natural staircases, but there's only a few like man-made wooden staircases. And the waterfall itself is beautiful. The hike itself is really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 1.7 miles, but it feels like 5 miles because it's all uphill.
Yeah, you got to go slow.
And it was raining. But when you get to the top and you're exhausted, this just feeling of new energy comes
mm-hmm.
over you because you're looking out at the most beautiful thing you'll ever see in the entire world. It's like you're in a natural stadium. This is the best way to describe it. Like, say you're in Yankee Stadium, okay? And you're sitting, and in the middle where the field would be is just clouds and fog and mist and rain. And above that, where the seats would be, are all mountains and trees.
Wow.
Changing color for the fall. It's so breathtaking. It's so beautiful, and it is, I don't know, there's no feeling like it, really.
You liked it.
I love it. I could have sat up there for hours, but we did have to come down eventually because it was raining, and
uh-huh.
the trip down was actually very dangerous because it was so slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we stepped on, you could slip and fall, and a couple of us might have slipped and fallen. That's okay. It was nice, though. I felt great.
I still am shocked that your wife's school had a fall break and is even still in school. And yet here I am continuing to take surveys from Norfolk Public Schools.
Yeah.
It's like I kept seeing people post on Facebook, Instagram, having such a wonderful fall break. I'm like, a fall break? I've been on like a freaking 365 days break.
Mm.
It's so wild how, you know.
Well, you did just come back from Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying like that was
with
a great
kids?
Vacation, but I'm saying like kids in general.
Yeah.
It's funny how you
Well, Marie still had school. Like
yeah.
I had to get her back
mm-hmm.
to get her Monday homework done because they have like a work day on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I heard about all day Monday was I got to get back. I got work to do. I have things to do. You guys get to be on vacation. I was like, come on, would you stop it? Get a hold of yourself, 15-year-old, before I push you off this mountain.
So it was a good trip.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, it was really nice, man.
Oh,
I could do that all the time
mm-hmm.
now. I don't need a lot. God, I used to like live for the Vegas style New
Ugh.
York City trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just action.
Yeah.
I lived for action. Lots of action.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
No, no. You got to come with us to Colorado next summer.
I would love to. Thank you for the invite, of course. I would love to be there. Stick me right
there's
in that
luggage.
There's
something about mountains. I never used to picture myself, I don't even want to say a mountain girl, a nature girl.
Mm.
But you're right. There is something about being outside as opposed to like, you know, chasing the roulette table.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fun too. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you asked me now, would I rather mountains, nature, that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
I would rather mountains and nature over
Vegas casinos.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And that, like, I still love to, like, play poker. I still like that, but I don't know. Something about the energy of being out and connecting with nature and,
mm-hmm.
And little things. I know what I like little things. When you're going up the trail and people are coming down the trail, everyone's always so very nice to each other about, mm-hmm. Oh, I go this way, you go there, you know, you look out, you look mm-hmm. out for you. It's
yeah.
a nice feeling.
It is.
It's a nice feeling of teamwork and all that stuff. It's very easy to give up and turn around and mm-hmm. go into town and have some dinner, which we eventually did. You know, we eventually got to the top. We made it down, had to pee really, really bad. No bathrooms open at the bottom of the mountain. And that was it. But yeah, I would highly suggest reconnecting with nature, because at the rate we're going, nature's going to have everything back pretty soon. And you'll want to be friends with it when it takes everything over. When the greenery starts taking over the cities again.
Oh, boy.
What's going on with your eyes? I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you.
I have these eye patches
on. The whole time I can't even look you in the eye. Because,
I'll take them off.
No, leave them for now. I mean, we're
going like,
to go to commercials. You might as well leave them on as long
like
as you can.
It's like an eye patch to like de-puff your under eyes.
Look like a Klingon. You know what a Klingon is? From Star Trek? Yeah, that's the noise they make. They're like...
It's just a little, like it just de-puffs your eyes.
Oh, all right, Worf, Lieutenant Worf.
And it feels good. It feels really good because you keep them in the refrigerator. So you put them on and they're cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, it feels good.
All right. Con! Con! You do. If you put like 3 more of those under your eyes, you'll have a Klingon thing going. It's great. You know Klingon, you know what they are, right?
No idea.
From Star Trek?
Let me see.
Look up a Klingon real quick. Birds of prey. That's what they fly. The birds of prey.
Klingon.
Klingon. Not Klingon. I think it's with a K.
Okay. I'm glad you...
Yeah, I think it's with a K.
Star Wars?
No, Star Trek.
Star Trek. Klingon. Star Trek. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what you look like. One of those things to me right now.
But their things are on their forehead.
Yeah, I know. But still, the whole... It's
I'm freaking you out?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's scary. It's frightening.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, fish.
Okay, well, we got lots to discuss.
We'll come back. We do.
We got to encourage everybody to vote.
Oh, yeah. I went to vote yesterday, and I didn't realize we don't vote till next week. So
no, you can start today. City of Virginia Beach, early voting.
I know. But I went, and there's like a time period you can go in, and mine's not till next week, I think. That's what I was told. Maybe on the planet.
I went into City Hall yesterday in downtown Norfolk, walked in and out and voted in under 6 minutes.
It's amazing.
It was so easy.
Not to be cliche, but it's a real game changer.
I almost wanted to say like voting yesterday was better than sex, but then I was like, no, it's, but it still felt so good.
Yeah, but you like having sex with 2 old men if you could. So, yeah, I can imagine you'd be into voting for 2 old-ass dudes.
Well, I only voted for 1 old-ass dude.
Right. Well, but I know what you mean.
God, it felt so good to vote. It felt like I have the power. Like, this is a powerful feeling to vote.
You felt like She-Ra from He-Man.
I just felt good.
I have the power!
It was weird. I told Dan, I was like, I just wanted to stand there and color in that box.
Yeah.
For like hours. I was like, I could just stand here and color in this little rectangle. It just felt so, and I got to keep the pen that I voted with.
Did you?
I think that's going to go in the Smithsonian.
Oh, of course. Did you have flashbacks of taking like an SAT or a Scantron test from school?
All new memories. I mean, it just, I can't tell you enough. If you can get out and vote early, do it.
Beautiful.
Because just get it over with. Go and vote.
That's coming from Klingon Woo-Woo.
Okay, I'm going to take the patches off.
Klingon Woo-Woo has spoken. No, leave the patches on. All right, coming back. So much show to get to today. What have we learned? Get out and vote and reconnect with nature.
That's it. Let's go home.
That's the message today. If you take anything away from this show,
seek out new life
and new civilizations, and boldly,
go where no
man
is.
And woman has gone before.
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning, 94.9, the
using social media, we have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
I know we're talking about, we're going to talk about Justin Bieber and Mike Tyson.
We'll just talk about a few things that we would probably normally not ever get to, so we'll just do them early.
I love, we'll bring this up later, or maybe now. You go first, but I want to talk about Trump's thing.
Oh, okay,
the Biden for president, how he took this photo of old folks in a nursing home. Sitting in a wheelchair.
What's going on with this?
And then he said Biden for resident and like crossed out the P, so it's not president.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, he's only 3 years older than you.
I know.
Like Donald Trump's acting like he's some 39-year-old sprightly young man.
Because he ran around the other day at his convention without a mask on, dancing to the Village People. Dancing to the Village People.
Mm.
Again, I would laugh at that if he wasn't the president.
Yeah,
I feel like that's cute.
Mm.
But it's interesting because all of these tactics, and it's happening on both sides too. But like, it seems like we see this a lot on Trump's side. They wouldn't even do any of this stuff in a high school presidential race.
No,
like if you're running for high school president, you would get suspended for saying that, like. Let's say you're running against another senior and that senior got left back and you're going to make fun of him. You're going to call him. What is he running for? Class resident. Ha ha ha. He's older than all of us. He's 18. He should be in college. You'd probably get suspended if you were the person that did that. This is nuts. Some of the memes and stuff I'm seeing. It's crazy.
It's really bad.
It's really, really
Anywho,
crazy.
Let's talk fun. Let's talk Bieber.
I don't really want to talk that much about Bieber. I'm just saying that they put out these... And I didn't know that Crocs did this. And I didn't even know Crocs were really back in style. People be loving these things
Crocs
again.
Crocs never went out of style.
They didn't? They didn't?
I don't know.
I thought they were supposed to hurt your back or something
like
that.
I feel like Crocs are shoes for like doctors and nurses. Like they're rubber. You know, you just spray the blood off your feet.
I think they wear scrubs for that and sneakers if you're a doctor. But I feel like when they go home so that they feel normal, they probably wear Crocs because the rubber on your feet.
Yeah,
I guess. You know what I'm saying? But I know people that swear by these shoes. And Justin Bieber put out like a specialty Crocs shoe.
Justin Bieber did.
And it sold out really quick. And then all of his fans are throwing a tizzy because they couldn't get a hold of these their Crocs. But I'm thinking to myself, like, get a life. Are you that, really? You couldn't get a hold of the Crocs, so you gotta.
I gotta Google this now.
I got news for you. Go to Marshalls, okay? Any Marshalls, they always have Crocs at low, low prices. I always thought about buying them just to try them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the thing in the back of the Croc.
Oh, the strap?
Not the strap itself. The strap, I don't know what side it's supposed to go on. It's supposed to go in front of your ankle or behind your ankle. The strap's its own separate problem. It's a bump that goes, it's like on the back of the heel, there's a little bump there. It's supposed to be for comfort. But what it does is it just makes me uncomfortable. You don't know about the Croc bump?
I don't know
about
the
bump. Look inside the Croc.
Okay, my computer's not working.
The sole of the Croc. Okay, hang on. Not into Crocs.
Crocs.
That's really more the reason.
I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
Me neither. I got a friend. We got a friend, very close friend, be rocking them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him not in Crocs.
We have no internet here. I'm not joking.
Really?
This is bad.
Well, there's just a bump.
Okay. There's a bump.
There's a
Are
bump
you sure
in
it's
the
not
back.
Like the arch? Like the arch support?
It's not the arch. It's not the arch. It's behind the arch.
Okay.
It's where the heel is. It's very weird. I don't know if it's supposed to take pressure off the heel, but I feel like Crocs got it wrong. But did they, if Justin Bieber and Post Malone have their own Crocs? I imagine the Wu-Tang Clan have their own Crocs.
And they're selling out.
Yeah, and they're selling out everywhere.
So
people
that's why
love
Bieber
these.
Fans are mad.
I guess so. Yeah, that's why they're mad. But I don't really care about them being mad. It was more so the Croc discussion I wanted to have with you. Because I think maybe I'm going to buy a pair. I don't know. Because I've been wearing a lot of flops lately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I've been wearing. It's very comfortable. I'm in and out very quick. There's no tying of shoes.
I need a house slipper. That's what I'm in the market for.
Boy, have I got a house slipper for you.
I need a house slipper.
You saw my house slippers, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
I need a good house slipper.
Mm. These house slippers that I got,
mm-hmm.
they look like moccasins with Ooh. Tread on the bottom of them.
Where'd you get them? TJ Maxx?
You know it. TJ Maxx. I'm going to try to look for some for you.
I need a good house slipper, size 7.
All right.
Thanks.
You Venmo me the money if I find it for you?
Yeah, when we get paid.
Tomorrow? I'll find you some. I'll find you. What size are you? 6.5 or something?
Seven.
Okay. I thought you were 6.5. I fancied you were 6.5. Let me tell you about these slippers. Let's move on from Crocs and move on to house slippers. All right.
I wonder if everybody likes a house slipper.
I don't think they do. I think people like barefoot. Some people like a sock. I always like to have something on my feet. Very weird about that. At home. I like a nice sock.
Dan's the same way. He doesn't want to feel like the, you know, crummies on the floor.
I don't mind. I like being barefoot outside. It's very weird.
Ew, I don't like being barefoot outside. Ew, no. Mm-mm.
All right.
I hate it when my kids are barefoot
outside. What do you like, barefoot and pregnant? What do you like?
No, I don't like to be, one of my biggest pet peeves, when my kids go outside with no shoes or socks on, or just socks, and their socks get black, like the bottom covered in dirt and twigs.
My kid did that the other day. She was walking stuff from the car into the house with her socks on, no shoes. I said, what are you doing?
Put your shoes on,
like,
man.
Where did you learn this? Like, what? Did you move into a strange house that does this when I wasn't looking?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. House slipper. Check it out.
Okay.
It looks like a moccasin on the outside, mm-hmm. okay? But on the inside, it's like a woolly, feathery,
Ooh.
Cottony thing uh-huh. going on. Very soft, very nice.
Almost like an Ugg?
Exactly like an Ugg.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're not high, like they're not a boot. They're a schlep on. You schlep them on, and in the back, it ovals, it like goes down
mm-hmm.
so that you could slide your foot right in, and there's just a little bit to keep it on in the back. So you slide it in, slide
oh.
it off. You don't have to like sit down and put the shoe on.
Oh,
you slip it on and you go.
I need it.
A slip and go.
I need a slip and go.
And then on the bottom of the shoe,
uh-huh.
a nice rubber bottom,
uh-huh.
same kind of color as the moccasin. So it almost looks like you're wearing a moccasin wherever you go. You're like one with the earth.
So if you had to, could you slip those slip-ons on and go to the grocery store in them?
Absolutely, if you wanted to.
Okay.
I don't do it. I don't do it because I don't want to bring whatever germs back in, and then yeah. I can't wear my house slipper inside the house.
See, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll take the trash out in them.
Okay.
You know, I'll walk out to the front or I'll walk out to the yard. Or if I just need a little something on my chilly feet.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good. Really good.
I need a house slipper.
Oh, woo-woo. You need a house slipper. I wore them the day I came in after the Islander game when I was up really late. And you were like, oh, my God.
I love those. Damn it.
They're nice.
I need them.
I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Let's make tomorrow relaxation day. Not
okay.
like every day isn't relaxation day. But I'll wear the house slipper to work. And then I'll just spray it down after and take it home.
I'm looking online.
I'm trying
right
to find
now.
You a house slipper.
I might have to go
seven?
To TJ Maxx.
Seven?
Try 7.
I feel like they'd fall off you at a 7. You want a snug fit on those.
Really?
I mean, I'll look today.
Okay.
I'm going to look today for you.
I'm looking on Zappos right now.
No, get off of there. You don't want to. You got to feel the house slipper. That's the problem, too, with online buying. Sometimes there are certain things that you have to really feel. You have to get inside. In order to know. You got to get inside your house slipper. Feel if it's the right warmth, the right length, the right width.
Because mm-hmm.
you don't want them to be too tight, yet you don't want them to be too loose. They go slipping off. You fall down the stairs.
Yeah, that's true.
You want a snug fit house slipper.
Okay, you've sold me. I need a house slipper.
Oh, Elmo. This excites me for you.
I need a house slipper.
This excites
it's time.
Me. And you know what the thing is with the house slipper you got to watch out about?
What?
There are people in my house that like to take my house slipper. My wife, my oldest daughter. And I have to tell them, I'm sorry. I know they're comfortable and I love you. But this is the one thing you can't have.
This is mine.
Get off the house slipper. It's mine. You don't want You don't want people stretching it out?
No.
You don't want
I don't want
wearing them down?
Foot juice in my shoes.
You wouldn't even take the butt doctor's foot juice in your shoes?
No.
Oof.
No foot juice.
Man, oh, man. I wear them with sockies. I wear them without sockies. The whole thing. They're great. A house slipper. All right. Well, there you go. From Crocs to house slippers. Mike and Woo in the morning. I will get to that Mike Tyson audio eventually. I want to talk about that. It was interesting. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this record here.
Well, Dr. Dink just sent me a picture.
Of?
house slippers. He told me to try these.
Oh, baby. Dr. Dink, they're feathery heels. He's a
what
maniac.
Are those?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
That's a real housewife slipper.
That is like that's a peacock on a foot.
That's the other thing. Do women do that anymore? Like
what?
Back in the day, just walk around in furry heels like that?
Remember Fredericks of Hollywood when they would sell the silky robe and the what's the movie? The Austin Powers, the Fembot? Is that what they are?
Yes. Fun. That's a sexy shoe. That should be a once a week shoe. You know, like I respect the fact that you're wearing the
oh my God.
The sandal, the at-home sandal, the at-home house shoe.
These are the slides my BBL patients wear to the operating room.
Brazilian butt lift. Imagine wearing those after a Brazilian butt lift. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
That's got to be amazing, Dr. Dink. I'm sure he has pictures.
Okay. Let's
all right.
Play a song.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to buy you that house shoe, and then we're going to buy you that house shoe.
I'm going to need a new house.
Well, I'll tell you what. You wear that house shoe, you'll get one, baby.
Going to buy me the Playboy Mansion? Wow.
Beautiful. All right, we'll be back with the news in a little bit. Mike and Woo in the morning.
Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Yes, it is news time, 7:17. Here is Woo Woo.
Yeah, good morning. It is Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes. October 14th, sunny and cool today, a high of just 71. We also have three national holidays that we are celebrating.
All right.
First, it is National Bring Your Teddy Bear to School Day.
Yeah. Maybe don't do that.
It's also National Emergency Nurses Day.
All right.
And my favorite, it's National Be Bald and Free Day.
Bald and free.
National Be Bald and Free Day. Enjoy that, guys. Embrace the balding.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing your hair. Embrace it. Don't fight it.
Yeah. Just shave it off, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Just shave it all off.
Also, this morning, yesterday was the deadline to register to vote in Virginia for the November 3rd election. So the deadline was October 13th. That deadline has passed. Now, this morning, the U.S. Elections Project has said that 2.5 million Americans have voted early as of 12:45 yesterday afternoon.
Ooh.
They said there has been a record-breaking turnout for early voters across the country. So far, 13 million votes have been cast for absentee and early voting. Again, I'm one of those. Yesterday, I voted early in person. Took me less than 10 minutes in downtown Norfolk.
Imagine you're like an old person, too, who's sitting around. It's like, I can't get up and go and wait in this line.
Vote early.
Get to vote early. That's pretty cool. We actually went yesterday because we thought we can go to the Treasury yesterday and vote, but we can't do that till next week. So I was all ready to vote, man. We went out ready to vote, and we didn't get to. But
good feeling.
On the 19th, I get to go vote, which is going to be awesome.
Yes.
Then I don't have to wait in a line, or I don't have to have people stare at me in a funny way when I walk into the voting booth or
trying to sway you.
Yeah, I don't like that, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's too much pressure. Like, it's like walking into McDonald's and going, so, chicken nuggets or Big Mac? You got to get the Big Mac. What's wrong with you? A chicken nugget guy at McDonald's? Who doesn't eat a Big Mac? Are you getting fries? You're not? This is McDonald's. How do you know?
I know.
Imagine
I know.
That every time you walked in, you wouldn't
ridiculous.
You wouldn't want to go.
Well, when I went down to City Hall yesterday, I walked right in. Nobody harassed me. It was beautiful.
That's a first for Woo. Go anywhere. No one's harassing her.
Also this morning, speaking of voting, Oprah Winfrey is using her platform to encourage voters to vote this November 3rd. Now, look, a lot of times you get a phone call on your cell phone and you're like, I don't recognize this number. Who's calling me? I'm not going to answer this. Is it a collection agency? I'm not going to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you might want to answer it because it could be Oprah. She is cold calling people randomly, encouraging them to vote.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, Master speaking.
Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey.
But I just want to confirm, is this Oprah?
This is Oprah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group powered by people calling about the upcoming election. You're a Texas voter, right?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
Yes, it does. That's right.
On a scale from 0 to 10... 0 being I'm never going to vote, and 10 being I'm definitely voting. What number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m., actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Oprah's calling,
man,
people.
Oprah's calling. Now I got to pick up strange numbers. Are you kidding me?
I know. I still always get the call from like Carrollton, Virginia. I'm like, who's calling me?
The insurance on your car has gone.
The warranty.
Yeah, the warranty, extended warranty, is about to expire.
Like, how did you get my number?
Oh, it just drives
me crazy. But now it could be Oprah calling me.
I know. Now I got to answer the phone. The extended Oprah. Oprah, is that you? The extended warranty. No!
Click.
All right, so if you get a strange number, pick it up.
Could be Oprah.
Imagine. How cool would that be?
Could be Oprah.
Oprah, call me today.
Is this Oprah?
Hi, Oprah. Hi, how you doing?
Oprah.
No, this is Chartway Federal Credit Union. Oh, no! No! Oprah, do you work at Chartway now? No! God, no.
Vote early, vote often. Yeah. And I highly, highly, highly encourage you guys out there to vote early before November 3rd.
Iron Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion of the world, went on Good Morning Britain. And he talked about this upcoming match he's having with Roy Jones Jr. Did you know that Tyson was boxing again?
I did not.
Yeah, they're doing a charitable event, but he's really, really into it. And Iron Mike Tyson looks great. If you haven't seen him recently.
Really?
There's some videos out there circulating on the internet showing him just, you know, giving the bag a couple of hits.
Okay.
He looks unbelievable. And I've heard him recently on a bunch of podcasts like Joe Rogan, and seems really sharp, seems really in tune. He owns a weed farm now, too.
Oh, does he really?
Tyson, yeah, he got really into it, and he said he stopped smoking weed in order to start training again. But he also did some mind-altering drugs as well.
Oh, did he really?
And now he says he feels really connected with people and the world, and he feels really at peace. And this is something that he wants to do again, and he's excited about it.
At 54 years old, he wants to fight again.
Yeah, and Roy Jones Jr. is what, 50, 51? I don't know. They're both up there now, and this is a fight, I guess, that they wanted to happen years ago, but it's going to happen now between two older gentlemen.
So what happened? Mike Tyson went on Good Morning Britain.
Right. And a lot of people are curious about where his head was at during this interview.
Okay.
Was he really stoned? Was he really drunk? Or was he just tired? Woo-woo, your professional opinion. Here you go.
I just want to do this. I'm planning on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
You are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together, the fight that we should have had sooner. But unfortunately, we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
Okay, I think he is stoned.
You think so?
I think so.
I think it's a combination of maybe a little bit of stoned and a little bit of tired. He actually tweeted out, and he said that he was up really late before the interview. And he says he's like a lion. Once he's asleep, he's hard to wake up. And they walk him up right before the interview. So I don't know. I think it might be a little combination. Like maybe he did. Hello. Sense of Amelia before you went to bed. A little bit of the green before he went to bed.
He took a little sleeping puff.
Right. And he got up a little too soon. And his mind wasn't all there. Because at first I started to worry. Is like, is he sparring now? Is he getting hit in the head?
Is he having a stroke?
Like, yeah. I mean, very possibly. Who knows what's going on? But I know I've heard him in interviews very recently, a whole bunch of different times. And he seems actually sharper now than he did years ago.
Wow.
But who knows? I just wanted your professional opinion on how his mind was altered for that interview, if altered at all.
So that fight is going to be November 28th.
November 28th, yes. It's a beautiful Thanksgiving treat for y'all. Get together with the family, have a little turkey, a little cranberry sauce, and Iron Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. Their combined ages, 107 years old.
Wow.
Enjoy that.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay, that's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Just caught you picking your nose on camera.
Hey.
Sorry about that. I was just looking down at the camera. I was like, whoa, oops. Sorry, woo-woo.
It's okay.
Hey, everybody. Happy Halloween month. I know all y'all are excited. Get in those costumes and think about Halloween parties or safe Halloween parties. I don't know how you're going to do it.
My house is decorated. I've got the Halloween banner up over the mantle. Got my bowl of candy corn. I've got a pumpkin and a mum on the front porch.
Yeah, huh? You got it all.
I'm ready. I love trick-or-treating. I love Halloween. I love seeing the kids get dressed up because you got to think about it. Halloween is that one holiday where there's no massive family gathering, sit-down meal, pressure, politics, talking.
No family pressure. It's just more about the pressure of finding your kid the right costume or making your kid the costume. That's the only thing. And you should really enjoy that stuff. Time only.
Yes, but now we're in the midst of a pandemic, and it looks as if the CDC basically wants us to cancel Halloween because of the risk of spreading the coronavirus.
Okay. So what are the deals now and the guidelines and the rules?
Well, basically, the CDC has come out with like three levels of risk, basically. Like a low risk, moderate risk, and high risk.
Okay.
So they're basically saying like, door-to-door trick-or-treating, traditional trick-or-treating, that's a no-go.
Okay.
It says avoid these high-risk activities to help prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. Participating in traditional trick-or-treating where treats are handed to children who go door-to-door. They basically suggest like low-risk activities, carving or decorating pumpkins.
All right, listen.
Decorating your house. Having a virtual Halloween costume.
If they're suggesting don't go out and trick-or-treat, and that's going to be the rules, I will follow the rules.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to me. But don't suggest these stupid things to me.
They said you could have a candy scavenger hunt.
Yeah, whatever. Let me come up with my own fun Halloween with my kids.
I like this suggestion from the CDC. Drive-by trick-or-treating.
Drive-by?
Tonight at 11. A 9-year-old killed by a Butterfinger.
Right. Kids being pelted with candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about a drive-by. Let's rephrase that.
So what do you have? Like, who is trying to save Halloween?
Well, she is my favorite Halloween icon. I've had a thing for this particular Halloween character, because she is a character, I guess. As far back as I can remember. I mean, I even think little tiny Mike P was way into this Halloween icon. Her name is Elvira, and she's doing her best to save Halloween.
Don't blink, because it'll be Halloween soon. And just think, this year it's on a full moon. It's a Saturday, and they're predicting great weather. Yes, they say it'll be the best Halloween ever. I'm the queen of Halloween. They cancel Halloween, 'cause we're still in quarantine.
Yeah, get him.
It would make me so mad.
There she is.
Wow.
Elvira.
There she is, all of her.
That's all of her right there.
I see why you like Elvira.
Loved Elvira growing up. God, I still love her now. You know, the thing that I like about Elvira is with all of her makeup and, you know, her scary getup, still to this day with the modern technology that we have, Elvira doesn't look much different.
I was going to say, she hasn't aged.
No, well, how do we know? There's so much makeup. I know what she looks like when she's not Elvira'd. She's got like red hair and, you know, she looks like a regular lady, a pretty lady. But this Elvira, man.
I like it. I like the music video, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Really like it.
Something else, huh?
We'll see what happens. I still got to order my kids' Halloween costumes. But I'm like, I don't want to spend the money if we're not going to do it.
You got to still dress them up in something. You know what I mean?
We're going to go trick-or-treating around the kitchen counter.
Why not? You may do a scavenger hunt. I thought about that. Like, just do a scavenger hunt. You know what would be really fun? Let's do, like, a Goonies-style treasure hunt where you can bury treasure somewhere in your neighborhood, right? And you make up a treasure map with clues, and they get candy as they get to all the different clues around the neighborhood. And then finally you get to the treasure. It might look a little sus walking around with a shovel in your neighborhood, but still, you know, it's a different time.
Oh,
it's a different time. But back to that Elvira. My God, I love her.
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning, 94.9, The Point. It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9, The Point.
Here she is, the 8 o'clock news. It's Woo Woo.
Yes, good morning and happy hump day. It is Wednesday, October 14th. Sunny and cool today. A little cold front coming in. High of only 71 today.
For real.
And we've got some national holidays to celebrate. National Be Bald and Free Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Emergency.
You were married to a bald man for quite a long time.
I was married to a bald man for quite a long time, yes.
I have to respect that about McCoy, though. He embraced his baldness.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
More men should do that. Like, the second you feel like it's going, don't hang on for dear life.
Don't fight it.
Take the shears to it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it all the way down. You know who's sexy? Daddy Warbucks. Daddy Warbucks is a sexy man. You put a little tuxedo on, you too could be Daddy Warbucks. Don't look at it as you're balding. Look at it as, look, I'm Daddy Warbucks now. Telly Savalas. Boom.
National Be Bald and Free Day is today. National Emergency Nurses Day also today. And National Bring Your Teddy Bear to School Day.
You ever bring a stuffed animal to school?
Yeah, for like show and tell.
Cool.
Mm-hmm, stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a stuffed bear when I was a kid. His name was Harry.
Harry the bear?
Harry the bear.
Aww.
Lost him in the move.
Oh, man. Okay, let's not bring back those bad memories.
All right.
Yesterday was the deadline to be registered to vote in the state of Virginia for the November 3rd election. Now, the U.S. Elections Project has said that 2.5 million Americans have voted early as of yesterday. That is record-breaking turnout. Across the country, 13 million votes have been cast, both early and absentee combined. Speaking of voting, Oprah Winfrey is randomly calling people and encouraging you to vote. Now, if you get a number, if you get a call from a number that you don't recognize, you know, you look at it, you're like, who's calling me? You guys, it could be Oprah. Take a listen to what happened to this guy in Texas.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, Master speaking.
Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey.
But I just want to confirm, is this Oprah?
This is Oprah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group powered by people calling about the upcoming election. You're a Texas voter, right?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
Yes, it does. That's right.
On a scale from 0 to 10... 0 being I'm never going to vote, and 10 being I'm definitely voting. What number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m., actually.
Oh, really?
Beautiful. Look at Oprah doing the work.
Yes, she is. So if you can, vote early, vote often. Election day is coming up November 3rd. I saw something this morning on the news about Amazon employees are asking for 8 hours of paid leave so that they can vote on November 3rd.
Ah.
And then it started this whole discussion. Should other companies, because they think that the turnout on election day is going to be insane.
Right.
And people are going to be waiting hours online. In line, so they talked about possibly making it a national holiday.
I don't know. I mean, I do think that our bosses should give us an opportunity to get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like it is our privilege and we have to somehow kind of like work it into our normal day.
Yeah.
But I also understand that there's a lot of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody's going out at the same time to try and vote, it's hard to get in. It is really, really hard to get in there. And I do see how some people with their schedules, and a lot of people have ridiculous schedules these days, would walk up and go, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I got to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I get both sides of it, but I know what's going to happen. We're going to make it a national holiday, and people are going to treat it as a national holiday. Nobody's going to go vote. They're going to be barbecuing instead. Like, can I vote for my grill? No,
well,
you cannot.
I highly encourage you, if you can, vote early because, again, yesterday in downtown Norfolk took me less than 10 minutes.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to go on the 19th. I can go to my treasury and get that going. So this gal, Taylor Swift, she's going to be joining us next week on the show. Not personally, but we're going to have an amazing Taylor Swift prize to give away.
Woo!
Super excited for it. We'll tell you about it next week. Keep it on Mike and Woo in the Morning.
Vintage tea. The sweet spot of the universe.
Mike and Woo in the Morning. Woo in the Morning. 94.9 The Point.
So I just got back from a little trip to nature and to the small town of Stanton, Virginia.
Ooh, just past Charlottesville.
Yeah, exactly. You know it.
Yeah. I see it on the sign when I drive to Charlottesville. It says Stanton.
You never made a stop in Stanton?
Never stopped in Stanton.
Yeah, it's really nice. I went to Crabtree Falls with the family, and we hiked. in the rain. It rained the whole time we were there, and that was cool. Like, I was totally fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was not going to let the rain ruin my good time, ruin my picnic, ruin my hike.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was real. It made it actually a little bit more majestic and mm-hmm. a little bit more beautiful. So, yeah, we did all those things. And I told the family, I said, listen, I want everybody off their phones, at least mm-hmm. till they get to the hotel. I said, I'm going to be putting mine on airplane mode from the second the Honda Accord lands at Crabtree Falls. It's going on airplane mode. No one will be able to get in touch with me.
Wow.
I'm out. I said, I will not be on any social media. I will not look at any news. I don't want to know anything that's going on in the world.
That's aggressive.
I said to everybody, you could do it. You could join me if you want. Or
mm-hmm.
you do what you want when you get back to the hotel. I don't care. And I think for the most part, everybody stayed off devices most of the day,
okay.
which felt really, really good. The problem is this.
What's the problem?
Here's the problem. Whenever you're off your phone, now I was off for over 3 days.
Wow.
Whenever you're off your phone, a couple of different things happen. People think you're dead
mm-hmm.
or you hate them. One of the two things.
Isn't that the worst feeling ever, though?
It kind of is, but it didn't want to make me leave my phone on
mm-hmm.
to go, oh my God, so-and-so thinks I hate them yeah. now because I'm not getting back to them.
I find that to be very frustrating.
It is.
Because every now and again, you know, like, I'll get texts here in the morning or I'll get texts when I'm going throughout my day and I'm just busy. I'm folding laundry. I'm going to the grocery store. You just don't want to reply right away.
Exactly.
And if you don't get back to somebody within 5 minutes, then they send you another one or they call or they this or they that.
Imagine, okay, there's 5 minutes, there's 10 minutes, and then there's like the day.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, imagine how they feel after 3 days.
So what did you do after 3 days? Did you get back to them?
Well, it's weird because I got back and I got back to some like a friend in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back to a couple of people trying to get a hold of me. But then it's the, what's going on? What's happening? The like passive aggressive mm-hmm. text, like, you know, a waiting on you kind of thing. What's happening here?
You know how when we go on like a vacation
mm-hmm.
and you leave work and you have your out of office reply?
Yes.
There needs to be like an out of iPhone reply.
I think they have that. Like, sorry, mm-hmm. not taking messages right now
yeah.
or in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can make a custom one that says, oh, and I probably should have done that, but mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. You know, I don't feel like it's...
You don't want to have to explain yourself.
No, I'm never that disconnected from people to where I don't get back to them by at least the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
at the very least. Because there are times like I know I text you and I don't get a response right back. Or I'll get one later that day or the next day.
Yeah.
I meant to get back to you, but I was doing this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
It's fine.
I don't get mad. I totally understand.
While you were gone and the phone was on airplane mode for 3 days, the people that you got back to, were they upset, disappointed, understanding?
I think it was more a sense of relief for mm-hmm. some people. You know, like less conflict in the world.
They thought you fell off the mountain.
I don't know what they thought. I mean, I don't even think some people thought I was going.
Wow.
Because I figured... You know, here we are. We haven't done a lot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a ton of responsibility outside of my job and family,
yeah.
you know? So if I skip town, who's going to look for me?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I skipped town and people looked for me. And people thought, you know, one of two things. I was dead or I hated them.
Did it feel good, though, to put your phone off like that?
Yeah. It felt great.
I got to try it.
But, you know, then I got back and I saw like a message of somebody not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a friend was in the hospital.
Wow.
And I felt guilty then. But I tried not to. It's not like anybody made me feel guilty. I just tried to get over that. But I needed it. I so badly needed to just get out of Dodge.
And unplug.
And unplug for a couple of days. You know, there hasn't, we've been so plugged into the world
mm-hmm.
and everything going on. It's been so polarizing at times that it's gotten to me. So I was done. But now, I mean, again, people thought
now
I was really
back.
Done. Now I'm back. Now I'm back. And
he's alive, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So don't worry. Next time you don't text me. And if I am dead, so what? You know?
Not so what? We would miss you.
Well, I mean, I would miss everybody too, obviously. But I'll catch up with you next time around. We'll connect again next time around. We got another go at this thing, a few more. Listen, I know after this, I'm not reaching nirvana. I'm not even close. Not even close, but I am doing the work.
It's so terrible how a 3-day weekend, a getaway with the family, turns into, oh my God, Mike Powers is dead.
Right. Or, oh my God, I hope he's dead because I hate him. He's not getting back to me. That's the other one.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad you guys had fun in Stanton.
Stanton.
Or is it Staunton?
Because
there's a U. Is the U silent?
U silent. I heard it was both. Because my kid was trying to correct me all week. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Stanton. It's Staunton. There's a U. And then I was, okay, kid. You take it.
Fine. Staunton.
You're not, leave me alone with this tree. I'm getting along with this particular tree right now better than I'm getting along with you, Marie.
See you later.
No need to correct me.
Mm.
Back up. Before I live here forever with this tree.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. I feel great. Ready for this city life again.
Oh, boy.
This suburban city life again. It's Mike and Woo in the morning. This is Maren Morris, 94.9 The Point. I'm alive!
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.